Mama June Shannon fans are jealous of her smoke and mirrors lifestyle, but what is so appealing about it? They have watched the family struggle over the last several years and the highs and lows that have come with it. Now, viewers are thinking maybe June's life is not so bad, but why? Keep reading for more details. Viewers have watched Mama June and her family since Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, and that was a train wreck one could not turn away from. It was cancelled, but they were all resurrected when June landed from not to hot after she underwent a massive transformation. She dropped hundreds of pounds and had a lot of plastic surgery. No one could believe it was the same woman, but she had a newfound confidence that led her to Gino Doke. That then led her down a dark and scary path of addiction. She lost her daughter, Alana Honey Boo Boo Thompson. She was soon being raised by her older sister, Pumpkin Efford, and her husband, Josh Efford. June had sold everything she owned, including her daughter's items. She stole money from them to feed her addiction, and the estrangement was real. It was so hard to get them all back on track, and along with that, June's eldest daughter was diagnosed with stage 4 adrenal carcinoma. She passed away in December 2023 and left holes in everyone's hearts. However, the family has rebounded and is living their best lives. Josh and Pumpkin Efford divorced in August 2024, but the family continues to travel all over the country. Alana just bought a new Lexus and they have built themselves back up. On Reddit, a fan had this to say. When the show started, I was at a different point in my life, full of hope and all. This season I find myself envious of the lifestyle of this family: cars, houses, outings of everybody in the show. This realization left me in a bit of a depressing shock. It's all smoke and mirrors. Though it looks attractive, a follower had to quickly jump in and note that this is all smoke and mirrors. Lots of smoke and mirrors. And they are actually a train wreck. Rather sad, to be honest.